Abraham Lincoln led the country through the Civil War, but it was this man who defeated him for the Senate just 2 years prior. We'll go to the home of the man known as the Little Giant on this edition of the American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
All right, honey, just go ahead and run across the road.
Don't even worry about looking both ways first.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Janet Mondelak has put much time into restoring and opening this historic home in Brandon, Vermont.
Stephen Douglas was born in this house in 1813.
Douglas is still well known today, probably because of the famous man against whom he campaigned.
He ran for president against Abraham Lincoln, and most people will remember him from the debates.
Those famous debates occurred in 1858, 2 years prior to their presidential contest.
His father was a doctor, local doctor in town, and this house is right in the center of town. His father died when he was only 2 months old.
Stephen's mother could not care for the children and the home and moved the family in with her parents on the family farm.
He did not like the farm life. He was not meant to be a farmer. When he was a young teenager, he decided to become a cabinet maker.
He moved to Illinois as a teenager and began to read law. Then entered politics, where his legacy became intertwined with that of Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln and Douglas ran against each other for a senator seat, and Douglas won. And then when they were running against each other for president, Douglas was much better known. But Douglas, his platform was always, let the states decide, let the people decide. And ultimately, that's what ruined his political career, but probably saved the nation.
Lincoln won the presidential election of 1860, of course. Douglas's platform of states' rights was defeated, and the nation soon entered the Civil War. While it is Lincoln, who is better known today, it is Stephen Douglas, Lincoln's political adversary, that was born here in central Vermont. Traveling the countryside in Brandon, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.